On this week's episode of I'm Your Football Team, see if your favorite team's going to win as we give our week three predictions. We also go over some of the most generic calls the refs made this last weekend, and we tell you what the top five and bottom five teams are in the NFL. So leave your coat and feelings at the door and let's...
I'm me. I'm this podcast. I'm this song. I'm this intro.
Guys, stop. You're embarrassing me.
Really? All right.
I'm you, Dad.
Good call, honey. Great call, actually. Welcome to I'm Your Football Team. Now, newcomers and all, once again, I'm You is just a term to make fun of everything and anything. It's simple terminology that people have caught on to throughout the years, and I'm sure you'll catch on to it easily as well.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to I'm Your Football Team. I'm your host, Keith Ernst, and I'm riding solo for this episode, so let's get into it. I'm the I'm You Games of the Week, okay? I'm me and my co-host Arthur. Both of the games we picked, I picked the Redskins and Giants, ended up being a phenomenal game. And he picked the Cards and the Vikings, which ended up being a phenomenal game. So actually, there were a lot of great games this weekend. But those two in particular, because we called them out and we said they were going to be terrible games. And guess what? They weren't. So I'm us. Now let's get into the referee calls. All right. I'm this. Okay. I'm that Seattle taunting penalty by DJ Reed. Like, really? I'm that. Like, all he did was get up and say, let's go. Like, do they realize, like, what an emotional game this is? Are you trying to take emotions out of this game? That's in order for you to perform in an NFL game, your emotions need to be high. You just can't come out, you know, dead, you know, just like, oh, dragon and oh, hey, I just caught a pass. Cool. No, you're going to have excitement. And I get the taunting, you know, where you're going in someone's face or something like that, but you can't pop up and say, let's go. I'm that. It's like, what's wrong with the NFL? Like, why can't they just leave it alone? You know, they make everything difficult. It's like, oh, well, I'm not sure if that was a catch. It looks like, the ball's in his hands. He took, looks like two or three steps, but did he make a football move? I'm not sure. I mean, let's bring in Mike Pierre. Is there a football? I'm you. He caught the fucking ball. It's like, we saw him catch the ball. Like, I'm not sure if that was a fumble. I mean, his arm was going forward and it looks like he tucked it under his arm and he was holding it tightly, but there's something that, is a tuck rule? No, it's a fumble. Quit making it difficult. We have eyes, we can see. And this is the same thing with this is so dumb with the taunting penalties. Now they're doing this. Now they made something else for people to get angry about and complain about. I mean, if they really do that, you know, referees are going to start throwing their shoulders out. I'm serious. And on that, just from throwing flags all the time, because you can't, you're going to have excitement. People are going to jump up and do something. As long as it's not in the person's face, cool. I mean, if they jump in the person's face, then yeah, okay, penalty. But just getting up and saying, yeah, and first down, whatever, who cares? On that. Anyways, and then they can't even get calls right. They can't even get calls right, like the Russell Wilson intentional grounding. Like, how was that not intentional grounding in a safety in overtime? Like, what was that? Drops back to pass. He obviously is avoiding a sack. He's still in the box. He throws the ball. And not only that, it doesn't even get past the line of scrimmage. And they just say, oh, an incomplete pass. I'm that. But, oh, we're going to call a taunting penalty on somebody that gets up and says, let's go. But you know what the best part is? I'm that. We just keep watching, don't we? It doesn't matter. I'm us. All right, now let's get into the games, okay? Let's talk about Thursday night's game. Panthers at Texans. Now, this was close to being the OMU game of the week. All right. It's very, very close, but it's not. And you'll find out what the OMU game of the week is as we go through the games, but it's not this one, but it was definitely a close second. And why are Thursday night games usually super generic? You know, besides the opening week game, you know, because you have like the Super Bowl champ versus a good team usually, or a team that they think is going to be competitive. Or, you know, if they get lucky later in the season when it's like two teams that the NFL had no clue were going to be contending and they are. So Thursday night ends up being a good game. But otherwise, they're usually terrible. Now, first off, the Texans. Is there a player in the NFL currently who you don't feel worse for than Tyrod Taylor? I mean, this guy, man. I'm his fucking luck. Seriously, I'm his luck. This guy better just stay away from Vegas, all right? He's so... All right, first of all, we know he's a journeyman, right? And then finally goes to San Diego. Hey, he's going to start out and he gets injured in San Diego. Now he's on a 1-0 team. You know, he finally has a team, you know, that might be decent. Who knows? They look great against Jacksonville. As a matter of fact, I believe that they were winning 14-7, or it was either tied 14-14 or 14, but regardless, they were in the game against Cleveland until he got injured. you know, and like I said, he's on a decent team. I mean, and he gets injured. I mean, he's on a decent team due to, you know, Deshaun Watson's needy penis, but, you know, doesn't matter. He's starting and he was making the best of it. And now you insert David Mills. We know absolutely nothing about David Mills. I mean, guy was able to get one touchdown drive in the fourth quarter, I believe, but now they're going against an experienced Panther team, you know, who just, when I say experienced, I know Sam Darnold is a new quarterback for them, but still, I mean, they're 2-0 and they just shut down Winston and the Saints, who looked unstoppable a week ago. So, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't care if the Texans are home. You got to give me the Panthers all day for this one. So I got the Panthers on that one. Cards at Jags, another 10 a.m. game. Now, the Cards look pretty impressive, you know, sitting at 2-0. But you know what? My co-host, Arthur OG, always says they are one of the best teams for the first 6 weeks of the season, you know? And here's my thing. I'm hoping the Cards go undefeated until week 17 when they play the Cowboys so we can crush the dreams of that shit-talking Cowboys hater, Bushwick Bill-looking quarterback named Kyler Murray. But honestly, this is a no-brainer. I'm like, I'm the Jags right now. It's just... I mean, I do think the Jags will get better each week, but they're not getting the win this week. I'll tell you that much. So give me the Cards. So Falcons at the Giants. Another 10 a.m. game. I'm the Falcons. I'm Matt Ryan. Actually, if I could punch one person in the face right now, that's the guy. I mean, what the hell, man? Really? I mean, I'm sitting here thinking I'm a genius. You know, I'm taking the Falcons, getting 12.5 points. You know, high fives all around. Look at me. Hey, I'm Jimmy the Greek. I know what I'm doing. I'm that. And then insert Matt Ryan. Falcons are down only 25-24 in the fourth quarter, man, to Tom Brady. And Matt Ryan decides to revert back to his Super Bowl fourth quarter self against Tom Brady and suck ass. I'm him throwing two pick sixes in a row, all right? I'm you in the huddle going, hey, guys, I know we're down 1 point, but we can do it. You can trust me, except he was in the wrong huddle and threw it twice to the wrong fucking guy. Anyways, but regardless, but you want to know what the biggest call is? I'm going to take them again to beat the Giants, okay? Now, the Giants had one of the best games I've seen them play offensively since Phil Simms was thrown to Phil McConkey, okay? But isn't that what Daniel Jones does every time he plays the Redskins, or sorry, the Washington football team? Do you know he has over 100% passer rating and 9 touchdowns against them and was 4-0 against them until last week? So I look for Atlanta to get their first win against the Giants. And DJ Danny Dimes, I'm Danny Dimes, by the way, worst name ever. Like, what? But anyways, Daniel Jones will get back to the turnover machine that we know he is. So, Ravens at Lions. Close to the OMU game of the week, but whenever Lamar Jackson's playing, I don't know if you can say I'm you or I'm Matt, because the guys are just a highlight reel. It doesn't matter who he's. I mean, I could watch Lamar Jackson freaking grocery shopping, and I'd be like, damn, you see how he turned down aisle 3? The guy's amazing, but I'm that matchup, all right? I'm the Ravens at the Lions, and Jared Goff... Oh, man, did you see the implosion of Goff on Monday night? I mean, it started out great and then just decided to pull his pants down and take a huge shit at midfield against the Packers on Monday night. Just give me the Ravens in a rout, actually. No faith in that generic Ryan Gosling-looking quarterback named Jared Goff. I'm him. Bears versus the Browns. The battle of two, or the oldest franchises in the NFL. You throw the Packers in there and maybe the Steelers, but Bears versus Browns? Hey, sounds like an awesome game in 1953. I know, the Browns are looking good, but are they? They could have beat the Chiefs, but they didn't. And they needed Tyrod Taylor to exit the game to secure the win against the Texans. So, and I'm Baker Mayfield, that throwing that interception last game and acting like he was wounded in Nam. I'm that. He's like, oh, as soon as he saw his interception, he just couldn't get up. And they came, they had like 5 people carrying him. Helicopter came down, surrounded by gunfire. They put him in, they get him out. And somehow he was there the next series. I don't know. I'm him, all right? And look, the Bears beat an up-and-coming Bengals team. So this is a tough one. You know, I think it's close regardless. And the starting Bears quarterback should be a game-time decision. So I think the Bears have a better chance with Dalton right now, actually. And that's only when their defense is playing really well. And he knows the Browns, right? He played for the Bengals for years. So if Dalton starts, I say Bears. No Dalton. And the rookie starts Fields, I say Browns. The Cincinnati Bengals at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Man, the Steelers looked awful last week, which is the complete opposite of the week before. I'm mad. Like, and Raiders beat them pretty good. You know, they beat them by 2 possessions. A fan of the show and diehard Raider fan, Dave from Los Angeles, I know you're listening. He pointed out to me, hey, guess what? The Raiders beat the Steelers by 2 possessions. And the reason he does that is because I've picked the Raiders to lose every week so far. But regardless, I'm actually going with the Bengals on this one. And it might be a bit of a stretch, you know? They lost to the Bears, but I think they match up with the Steelers very well, and they're going to want it more in this game. So you give me the Burrows and the Bengals. It's my upset special, kind of. And by the way, shout out also to one of the greatest fantasy football names out there. Can I Burrow your dill? That's phenomenal. Colts at Titans. Look, honestly, Titans were getting bitch smacked before Derrick Henry decided to tell me to fuck off and busted a 60-yard touchdown. That's right, me. Because I've said we'll definitely start to decrease in performance this season. I was right last week, and I gloated on it. But guess what? This week, I'm me. Holy shit, man. I mean, I just know from fantasy. The guy had some... I played against Derrick Henry, which is funny, in one of my leagues. And what? He had like 50 points or 55 points? I'm also Carson Wentz on the Colts. Like, he sprained his right ankle, his left wrist, his left nostril. This guy, I'm him. I mean, look, maybe it does have to do with him coming back early from an injury, or maybe it just has to do with him being fucking injured all the time. But they're going into a Titans team off a pretty damn good comeback win, and Colts defense is still good. And they may keep it close. This is what I'm going to say, okay? If Carson Wentz doesn't play, Titans win. If he plays, Titans still win. Because I'm Carson Wentz probably injuring his asshole during this game. Never been done before, I don't think. Has anyone actually like ever injured their actual asshole? If anyone can do that, I think Carson Wentz will be the one this Sunday. I just hope Tony Romo is broadcasting so he can predict it before it happens. That'd be awesome. Chargers at Chiefs. Look, man, I was live at the Charger-Cowboys game, and Herbert, although he threw a couple picks, questionable third one that they took away, but whatever. This dude's a star, man. This will be a shootout, I'm telling you right now. I meant Chargers will be winning by double digits, I'll say. Most of the game, all right? And the Chiefs pull it out in the end. So that's what's going to happen. Give me the Chiefs and what I think is the game of the week. Chargers at Chiefs. Saints at the Patriots. I meant, holy Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the Saints did on us, huh? I'm them beating the piss off of Rodgers and getting their ass kicked by Darnold, okay? I'm that. That's like not having enough game to hook up with Rosie O'Donnell, but you have no issues Megan Fox. I mean, totally confused by those 2 weeks of the Saints play. Totally. I mean, and the Pats seem to be getting better with what looks like, as of now, the best quarterback taken in the draft. And this is the fifth quarterback taken in the first round, people. Look, I know Brady was taken in like the 37th fucking round, but if Belichick does it again, man, I'm done watching football. So just give me the Pats in this game. It's a close one, but give me the Pats. Washington football team at the Buffalo Bills. Now, Bills come off a massive beating of the Miami Dolphins that PETA started an investigation on them, I heard. So that's how bad it was. But the Washington football team looks like shit right now, okay? I'm their defense that we all praised, including me, getting beat down the last 2 weeks. Not impressive at all. Now, Heineken, okay? Heineken had big smiles last week when he barely beat a Giants team nobody picked to win. But you know what? Give me the Bills here. I mean, I see too many turnovers by the football team, formerly known as the football team that the Dallas Cowboys used to dominate. Dolphins at the Raiders. Yeah, I've never been good at that. The Dolphins defense actually played a great game, man. Offense could not move the ball at all for the Dolphins when Tua went out. People may not know, Jacoby Brissett is the backup quarterback for the Dolphins. Could be getting a full week of practice here, so I think the Dolphins might be able to do something here. You know, I think, and honestly, I think Brissett might be the best backup in the NFL. Some people might say Minshew or whatever, but I think Brissett. I would take Brissett as my backup for my favorite team any day. And the Raiders are 2-0, people. How about that? And I'm that. And I'm me picking against them the last 2 weeks. And they pretty much beat two of the best teams in the NFL from last season, that is, right? I meant the Steelers were 10-0 at one point, and the Ravens are always good, you know, with Lamar Jackson. So, but let me ask a question. Isn't anybody else waiting for them to implode and their season just to go in a downward spiral? You know, they remind me of a friend you always ask about. You know, you're like, hey, how's John? Oh, he's good, man. Got out of rehab. Got a job at Walmart, you know, stocking or, you know, whatever, and bagging. He's a greeter at Walmart, whatever it is. He's doing great, man. Yeah, he's doing great. But you're just waiting to hear he relapsed and his dudes under the freeway now, right? That's the Raiders to me. I'm just waiting for that relapse. But I've picked the Raiders to lose the last 2 weeks, so I'm kind of like gonna do it again. That's right. That's my other upset special, baby. Raiders are on a high horse and are gonna get hit hard by a Dolphins team that was embarrassed last week, and they need a win. So give me the Dolphins in this one. Now it's time for my I'm You game of the week. Jets at Broncos on this game, okay? This should have gotten flexed to Thursday night. So this is definitely my OMU game of the week. You know, how funny would that be if they start flexing the worst games of the season to Thursday night? You know what I mean? Like they do at the end of the season for the best games on Sunday night. But holy shit. I mean, look, I'm no fantasy guru, but anybody hot mom quarterback is playing, I take the opposite defense on fantasy. If that defense is available, pick it up. Dude, the Patriots defense got 50 points in a lot of fantasy leagues, and I'm that. I mean, honestly, the Broncos have gotten, you know, kind of an easy schedule the first couple weeks. They played the hapless Giants, and then they, you know, they went against a rookie quarterback last week in Lawrence. And now they go against a rookie quarterback who looks awful. Is it the Jets and their organization and not the hot mom quarterback? Look, I'm sure the Jets will get it together sometime and win a game this season, but as of now, just give me the team without the hot mom quarterback. Broncos. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Los Angeles Rams. As I stated, I was at the stadium that their stepbrother plays in as well, the Chargers. And like I said, it's gorgeous. And it's definitely one of the best stadiums I've ever been to. And this place is going to be rocking with Rams fans. Could be a preview of the NFC Championship game. On me. Wow, that was deep. That was deep, man. I'm pretty sure you guys haven't heard that all week, right? I'm my observation. I'm my obvious observation. It's something Mike Fury would do. I'm him, by the way. But look, the Rams are going against the GOAT, okay? I mean, picking against the GOAT is so hard, man. It's like, you know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of like Neo in the Matrix now. He sees everything because he's been in the NFL so long. It makes it look so easy. The man has 9 touchdowns. I mean, just finished week 2. That's not an exaggeration, by the way. I mean, he's had 2 interceptions, but one was a ball that bounced off the receiver's hands and the other was a Hail Mary. So technically, he doesn't have like any legit interceptions. Look, I just don't know if I can go against him. It's so hard to, and he kind of lives for these occasions. The Rams have a shot, though, for sure. I mean, they do have the best defense alignment, I think, since Reggie White in my eyes with Aaron Donald, but I got to go with the GOAT in this one and the Bucs. Bucs win.
There is nothing on my person that I care more about than my hair and beard. It's the moneymaker. I need it mint. The only person I trust right now is John over at Main Street Barbershop in Metuchen. John has been at this game for 7 years and offers premier haircuts, complete bald head shaves, shape-ups, beard trims, the works. You can follow Main Street Barbershop on Instagram at MainStreetBarber_Metuchen, and you can book an appointment by downloading the Booksy app or call John directly at 732-569-2592. Tell them Chop Sports sent you.
The Seattle Seahawks at the Minnesota Vikings. So the Vikings can easily be people 2-0. They could have beat the Bengals and they could have beat the Cardinals. So they're a very deceptive 0-2 team. And the Seahawks, 1-1, could also be 2-0. They blew that big lead against the Titans. So, you know, this is a tough one, but I just feel like Minnesota needs it more. You know, I mean, and they're at home. I think Seattle, I think that loss is going to hit them, and I think it's going to take them a couple quarters to get back on track. So I'm going with the Vikings on this one to get their first win of the season. Packers at the 49ers. Look, I really, really can't stand the Packers right now. I'm them. You know, as my co-host pointed out before, they get trounced by good teams and think they're Super Bowl bound when they trounce bad teams. I mean, that's their MO, man. I mean, people are always on Rodgers' jock, you know. And the guy is a Dallas Cowboy killer, by the way, even though we should have beat him in the playoffs with the Dez catch, but whatever. And you know what? I'm going to bring this up again about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is lucky, yes, lucky to have a Super Bowl. You guys remember the miracle in the Meadowlands 2. That's when the Giants, or should I say the shitty Giants, were up 35-10 against the Eagles with 4 minutes left, or 31-10, sorry. And the Eagles came back and beat him in 4 minutes. But if you guys really don't remember the one play, it was the Giants with very few seconds left, punting the ball right down the middle to DeSean Jackson instead of kicking it out of bounds. And the Eagles won. Now, by the Eagles winning that game, that put the Packers in the playoffs. If the Giants don't blow that lead, the Giants get in the playoffs. No Super Bowl for Aaron Rodgers. Now, I think the 49ers beat that ass, but only if somebody drug tests Aaron Jones before the game to make sure he's not on blow or speed or something. Holy shit, that guy's a fucking monster. Dude, he might be the best back in the league after what I saw. He was a man possessed on Monday night. But can he do that every week, though? Because honestly, if he didn't do it in Monday night's game, not sure if the Packers win so easily. They may have even lost to the Lions. So, but this week, I say he doesn't, and I take the 49ers in this game. The Philadelphia Eagles at the Dallas Cowboys, baby. Monday Night Football. And let's play the real Monday Night Football song. No. Not the country one. Not that one. I'm that one. I'm talking about the one that got us amped when we were kids. Us 80s kids, baby. Play that one. Yeah. Now, look, this is going to be a great game. Okay, there's no blowout here, all right? I mean, look, I do a Dallas Cowboy podcast called the Jersey Boys Podcast. I'm pretty much the only one that said that I thought the Eagles were going to be good this year. And I think Jalen Hurts is great. My co-host, Dave Sturcio, said that he thinks that, you know, Jalen Hurts is a mess because of Minshew, which is a good point. It's a very good point. But the kid's just too talented, man. And he kind of reminds me of Kyler Murray, who we had a huge problem with last season. But guess what? The Dallas Cowboys have a different defensive coordinator and almost a different defense all around. I mean, you know, you still have some of the linebackers that are suspect that we're still worried about, but it's going to be a good game. And I do not see the Dallas Cowboys or the Philadelphia Eagles blowing each other out. It's going to be close. It's tough. It's the Dallas Cowboys' first home game at AT&T Stadium. And here's the thing. I'm AT&T Stadium, okay? Because, by the way, I've been to Texas Stadium and I've been to AT&T Stadium. The problem with AT&T Stadium is everybody's so far back. So when they're cheering really loud, yeah, they can hear it. But in Texas, when we were in Texas Stadium, they were like on top of them. That's why our home record in Texas Stadium was so much better than AT&T. So I mean, yeah, it's a home game, but the Charger game was a home game when I was there. I mean, 70% of the fans were Cowboy fans. So, but it doesn't matter where they play. I mean, honestly, I think that the Eagles probably have more of a home field advantage when they're in Philly than the Cowboys do when they're in Dallas. But I'm going with the Cowboys on this one. I think that, you know, that was a pretty impressive win against a good Charger team. But, you know, I do think this game can go either way. But I'm going to go with the home team and the Dallas Cowboys. But I believe the spread is 3.5. I would take actually the Eagles because I don't think the Cowboys win by more than a field goal in this game. So, but it's going to be a good game. All right, everyone. So if you're going to Vegas or if you're in Vegas, I'm going to give you two picks. I'm always going to give you the Thursday night pick. Okay, who I think with the points, of course, and I'm going to give you a pick for Sunday or Monday. So in this week, obviously, it's the Panthers at the Texans. The Texans are getting 8. I am all over the Panthers here, man. I really am. I mean, just think about it. It's common sense. If the Panthers can shut down Winston and the Saints, what do you think they're going to do to a rookie quarterback, this David Mills guy? I'm all over the Panthers with the points or giving 8. So that's my Thursday night game. Now for my Sunday or Monday pick, and I'm going with the Sunday 1:00 Eastern Atlanta Falcons at the New York Giants. I think I explained this already, but I'm going with the Falcons, man. I think that they're due. I think the Giants, they're favored right now, guys, by 3.5. Now that's why I'm taking the Falcons, by the way. And that's the main reason why. I think they can win outright. But if the Giants do win, the Giants aren't beating anyone by more than 3 points. I'm sorry. It's just not happening. I know they're all excited, and I'm them, you know, because they played Heineken and the Redskins, you know, very well. But like I said, the Giants and Danny Dimes, it's Danny Dimes, I'm him. You know, he always plays the Washington football team well. So that being said, if you're in Vegas, pick you're going to take the Atlanta Falcons getting 3.5. Those are my two picks. So go win some money and then Venmo me some if you do. If you don't win, I'm not Venmoing you shit, so you know, but I'm just saying, you're your own man or woman, so you can, or whatever, the transgender, non-binary, fucking robot, or whatever you are, you can make your own decisions if you wanna believe in me or not, so. But of course I believe in me, because I'm special. Ask my mom, she tells me all the time. All right, now we're gonna do my power rankings. Now, I'm gonna only do the top 5 and the bottom 5, okay? Because, you know, everything else in the middle, it's kind of like, it's all mumbled up. So I think the top 5 and the bottom 5 are the most important. So let's do the top 5 first. The number one team in the NFL in my power rankings is, and you got to give it to them, people, because they're 2-0 and they won the Super Bowl and they look 10 times better than they did last season. They got the GOAT, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Until somebody slows them down or they start losing like consistently, they're going to be in my top 5. And that's it. But right now, they're number one. Number two, which might shock some people, because I've looked at other power rankings. I don't think they're in a lot of people's top 5. I take the Baltimore Ravens. I think they're the second best team in the NFL right now. Like I said, Lamar Jackson, the guy, he gets shit from people all the time saying, oh, he's not a good quarterback. He's not a good, the guy wins, man. He wins. That's what he does. And that game against the Chiefs, by the way, was another great game. Probably the best game of the week. The Cowboy game's the best game for me because that's my favorite team and I was there, but that Ravens game was sick. I got the Ravens at number two. Number three, the Kansas City Chiefs. They're right there, head to head with the Ravens. My co-host Arthur always says, you got to play flawless to beat the Chiefs. That's how good they are. 9 times out of 10, you have to. So right now I got them sitting at three. Number four, the Los Angeles Rams. And they got a little scare, a little bit of a comeback. Stafford, he looked a little shaky when they were playing the Colts. But like I said, Colts have a really good defense. And, Rams are playing the Bucs this week. So, hey, if the Rams beat the Bucs, who knows where I'm putting the Rams next week. But right now they're number four. Number five. Okay, brace yourself, people. Brace it. And I'm going based on 2 weeks, the Las Vegas Shit, I don't know why. I just can't do it. The Las Vegas Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders. Yep, that's them. You got to give credit where it's due. I'm still picking against them this week. But I think the Raiders right now, based off of 2 weeks, are the fifth best team in the NFL. Or playing like the fifth best team in the NFL. Now, let's go to our bottom five. Let's start at number 32 because it's so easy. The New York Jets. They look freaking... like I said, hot mom quarterback. I want to see, hopefully he starts to get better. Tony Romo, who we know was a great quarterback and he's a great analyst now, said that he was the real deal. So I'm still waiting for that to come to fruition, but I don't know, man. They look horrible, horrible. Number 31. The Jacksonville Jaguars. And like I said, they're going to get better each week. But, right now, they were happy. I think they took the lead 7-0. They were all excited. So like I said, gradually they're going to get better. But right now I put them at 31. The Houston Texans. This might change. The Jags and the Texans might flip-flop depending on Deshaun Watson may not be coming back. I think he was last seen in Phuket at one of the Thai massage parlors or something. But I don't know. And I don't know about this David Mills kid. So number 29, the Detroit Lions. They made it close in week one, right? A couple garbage touchdowns at the end before Jared Goff screwed it up and, iced the game with a stupid pass on a fourth and whatever. It seemed like they were in the game against the Packers until Jared Goff, did what Jared Goff does. Because the defense doesn't seem like they can hold up. What's crazy is that you would think if the Lions had a slightly above average defense, that maybe they might be okay. You just can't give Jared Goff, you're putting too much pressure on Jared Goff. He's not that quarterback that's, you're going to go tit for tat with. Lions number 29. Number 28, the New York Giants. Look, I think Arthur had them as the worst last week. And, they look promising, but I need to see it against a team that's not Washington because they always play Washington well. So this will say a lot. I know Atlanta's not a good team, but let's see what the Giants can do. Okay, if the Giants can beat them and, look good again consistently, maybe we'll move them up. But right now, they're at number 28. All right, y'all, that's going to do it for I'm Your Football Team. Look, if you can, man, subscribe, click, like, share. Share my show with your friends. Once again, we're powered by the Chop Sports Network. They got so many good podcasts. If you shuffle through, man, there's something for everyone. But listen up, people. I hope your favorite team wins, unless you're an Eagle fan, all right? Because I want to be happy when I do this show next week, okay? Click and subscribe. And if you don't, I'm you.